And good Friday morning. There we go, Jim. I hit the right button that time. It is business of the week time with resident furniture expert Jim Crist from Crist Furniture out in Eagle Grove. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
I am fine now that I can hear you. We're doing much better. Hey, yesterday when we left off, you were headed out to see the new grandson. How'd that go?
Wonderful. Just wonderful. We made a little trip over to Charles City. I got to hold him for about a half hour. Grandma got to hold him for about a half hour and just lay there quiet. And then he started stirring around a little bit, knew he was starting to get hungry. So we took off and let him have some lunch, and it was just a wonderful time.
That is great.
The first time to see him in person.
So that is great. Fantastic, Jim. And again, I hate to keep saying it, but you know how I feel. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I think there is no better time in a kid's life than these first few days. They're just so cool.
It's unspeakable. I mean, it just is. It's hard to even express.
Yep. Just that new life right in front of you is just exciting. Speaking of exciting, you and I were chatting earlier, and I think I brought up a question. I'm a bigger guy, so what I sit on furniture-wise is kind of important to me, and comfort and durability. And back in the 60s and 70s, everybody's couch, you could look at the couch and see where people sat. you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about foam, which most people might go, why are you talking about foam? But, Jim, you were telling me how important foam and substances like that actually are to the furniture industry.
Yeah, it really is. Bill, are you sitting down?
I am.
Okay, good, because this statement actually does shock a few people. Foam is one of the most expensive gradients that goes into a sofa or a recliner.
You're kidding me.
I know. I mean, you just think, well, what about all the fabric and the foam and the metal and all that? Well, because that's where you can get a $299 sofa. They're out there. And today's sofa are $1,000, $1,600.
Yeah.
Going back to the adage, you get what you pay for. Now, there's always the good, better, best. And I want everybody to kind of listen carefully and just kind of draw a little mental picture a little bit. Let's go to the, think about bubblegum here for a minute, and we're going to relate that to foam. So a cheap foam has really large bubbles in it, just like you're going to blow a thing of bubblegum before it pops,
mm-hmm.
that big bubble, then they fill up that square that's going to cut that cushion out of, and that's really light, got big air pockets in it. Then from there, okay, we want a little better. They put more chemical in that same square foot, we'll say, so the holes become smaller. When they become smaller, the cell walls become stronger. And then as you sit on it, it's got more strength. And you go beyond that, you get even quite a bit smaller, more chemical into that square foot of foam. You've got very small cell walls and with very thick cell walls within each little bubble, so they don't break. So when you got a $299 sofa with big, cheap cell walls, you sit on it for a year and boom, bang, bang. I mean, it's collapsed because your cell walls have basically popped.
I'll be darned.
Your foam is gone. But as you go up in quality, you get what you pay for. You got more chemical per square foot in that foam. You got thicker cell walls in those bubbles. And so it's more supportive, much longer lasting. And yes, it costs a little bit more, but you get what you pay for. So with that, that's more with on the top end. They're calling that more of a high-density foam.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of relates to what I was talking about, high-density. Lots of little bubbles in there that are thick cell walls, high-density. And then you also have other types of foam, such as latex and memory foam, polyurethane. But that kind of gives you a quick analysis is why can there be so much difference in price one place on a sofa of one brand,
uh-huh.
and then you go to some of the bigger name brands and say, gee, they're quite a bit more expensive. Going back to you get what you pay for. Now, that's a real big part there, the foam, and then, of course, you can go look at the construction of the frame itself, whether it's, real wood or particle board or, whether that's engineered wood for furniture, that makes a difference in price, and then the metal, amount of metal they put in things. But foam is one of the biggest expenses.
I'll be darned. Well, that explains why when you're in a hurry and a pinch, the $299 foam pillows at the big box store last about a week and a half.
Yes,
I'll be darned. Now we know. And, you know, I have seen the inside of especially older, you know, footstools and things that have the thin foam. And you can see those bubbles, those air pockets that you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's amazing, Jim. You know, I honestly never knew any of that you just said.
And just, you know, the manufacturers, well, they're very honest with you. I mean, you ask about the foam warranties, a lot of them are 1 year, some of them are 3 years, and then, you know, get the high intensity. They're lifetime guarantee on the cushion. Well, they know they got the best foam, and it's going to last.
I'll be darned. Now, you mentioned memory foam, which, you know, a few years ago was a huge topic, a big retail topic. What's your opinion of the memory foam?
Well, it's diverse. I mean, they're starting to mix it up with different things, and they're improving it quite a bit from where it was. And why I say, well, how do they improve something like that? They're actually putting diamond dust in some memory foam.
Wow.
And that sounds, you got to be kidding, that cost a fortune. Well, I guess diamond dust isn't terribly expensive. It's kind of a waste product. But what it does, it helps draw heat away. So it helps. Memory foam just by itself can be kind of hot to sit in or to lay in if you've got a solid memory foam bed. So they've found ways to make it cooler. They have gel-infused memory foam. So they've got more like little blue cells in there that will help cool the foam down when you sit in it or lay in it. And it also has some charcoal-infused memory foam, again, to help draw the heat away. So you've got a great product there, but they're trying to make it more comfortable and more durable.
Jim, I have never talked to anybody in my life that knew as much about furniture as you do. This is amazing. I could just come over and sit and talk to you.
Well, you're always welcome to.
I'm going
to
come over and take some furniture classes. This is fascinating. Now,
it is amazing. I mean, I've got a little demonstration. If they don't believe, I've got even some demonstration squares of the three different type of foams that a lot of times when I talk to a classroom, and I'll show it to the kids, and I'll throw it to the kids, and here, grab it. Oh, yeah, this is light. And then you throw them the next one. Oh, it is a heavier. And I'm a little bit more careful when I throw the third one. It's quadrupled in weight or more.
Right. Well, you know, I used to get a kick out of just because I'm a curious person, but, you know, the big mattress chains, they all have the cutaways, and I used to enjoy looking at them, but you can always tell, you know, their own personal brand, they always make their cutaway look the best.
very true.
But I, you know, you come into Crist Furniture, not only, and see, I'm paying attention, Jim, you've got 17 mattresses on the floor for us to try out, but we've got the knowledge here. Now, you teach your entire staff. All your salespeople, I imagine, are imparted with the same knowledge.
They are. I've got a mature sales staff. They've been here and they've listened for many years. They're in it because they want to be. You know, a lot of them are retired, and so they're working with. They want to be working, and they enjoy working, and they've lived life. They understand good, better, best, and try to help you make a good decision, which right for you.
Well, it's one of those things, Jim. You know, people come in, and they know if they're shopping with Crist Furniture and if they're shopping with you and your staff, they know that they're not there to be sold something. They're there to buy something, and
that's right.
That is a big difference.
Right, and you know, we start that just at our bottom line is our salespeople are not commissioned. So their goal is not when you come, how much can I sell them so I can have go out to dinner tonight? You're here just to help them.
Yeah, and not that mattresses are all you sell, but I know because when I first moved here, and again, this was before I met you and was told about your store, but I went into a chain mattress store. They sold nothing but mattresses, and we'll let folks' imagination run wild on who that might have been. But but Jim, they've got mattresses $9,000 and $10,000 in there.
Yes, I've had a few people come in and quote those numbers to me. Even I said, wow.
Yeah.
I can do a little better than that. Next mattress.
Well, when they showed me the price tag, I asked if it was automatic or straight shift. I didn't know. Does this come in four-door, you know? I was curious. But, folks, it's very important, and you hear us say this with every business of the week that we have here on the morning show, but it's very important to do business locally because take Crist Furniture, Jim here, for example. Crist Furniture has been around for 73 years. Jim's family has been there since day one. And Jim, you personally, 37 years.
Yes.
amazing to me. And I love throwing this out because you don't hear enough of this. Well, Jim said he doesn't want to hear much of this. He just wants to hear it in his store. But free delivery.
Yes.
Special orders, no matter what you want, Jim's going to make sure that there's a way for you to get it.
Yeah, we welcome special orders so we get you just the right thing. Everybody knows the world turns right now. You got to be a little bit patient, but we'll be patient with you and get in an order, and we'll wait for our turn.
And 90 recliners on the floor, Jim. That still blows my mind.
Yeah, and that's just what's shown there. We got them all backed up in the warehouse, so we got more than that. But we have that many for you to sit and try.
Wait, you've got a warehouse too?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Jim.
That could be another week till we can talk about the warehouse.
I was about to say, I wish I had known. It was how in the world? So you've got four floors, and I'm told not only by you, but the young lady here in the office who introduced me to you and your store, but you are jam-packed.
Yeah, we are, and that's a great thing for our potential customers out there, is you can shop here, find something, either pick it up yourself or take advantage of our free delivery in the local area and have it, you know, within a day. Sometimes we almost beat them home. I mean, if we're available and say, I'm in a hurry for it. Okay, we'll get it today.
That is amazing.
Or, you know, in a short period of time, but it's not waiting months or weeks for something. We've got a lot on hand for immediate delivery.
Absolutely amazing. And immediate delivery, folks, he means everything from lamps and rugs all the way up to the couches and the bedroom sets and the mattresses. Jim means everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, Jim, you've got, we talked about this item, and I'm lucky enough to have experienced it, but we talked about the little table with the, what do you call it, the lift up top?
Oh, yeah, yes. Uh-huh.
Is that something you have readily in stock there? I'm sure it is.
One of the first things you'll see in the front door as you come in is a pop-top cocktail table.
Yeah.
And it's nice, too, because we think, oh, gee, what happens is going to come up at me, and I'm going to have a book on it, and it's going to tip over. Oh, no, on the opposite end, they've got like a 30-pound weight to balance your elbows or your laptop or your plate, whatever you might put on the one end coming towards you. It's counterbalanced on the other end. So they've, you know, thought about what's going to make it.
Sure, sure. And I've dealt with them, worked with them in hotel rooms, and let me tell you, if you're sitting on a couch, like me, you know, I try to stick with hotels where I have a little living space, you know. But if you're sitting on a couch anywhere, those pop-top tables are fantastic.
Yeah, as long as you got a good sofa, you'll have a comfortable place to sit, put your laptop there or your dinner, and enjoy life.
And let's just say you don't have a good sofa. I'll bet Jim's got one for you.
We have some of the very best. We've got Marshall and Flexo, and they have great guarantees with their foam.
Now, you said the new hotel there in Eagle Grove, you say they've got your furniture in those rooms.
That's correct. Specifically, they bought all the mattresses from us.
Wow.
And the ones that are made here in Iowa. And we've contacted the company. A lot of times people say, oh, I love that motel bed. I just want to buy one.
Right.
So I thought ahead of time. At the motel, we have a book explaining the model, what's in the models, and the prices that it's to be sold for, whether you want twin, full, queen, or king. It gives you retail price there. So you can check out the bed, and she can show you the brochure with information what the bed's made out of and the price.
Amazing, amazing. Jim, I never would have thought of that.
So, and I've had a lot of people say, oh, yeah, my uncle stayed out there, and he just loved the bed. So we got some nice beds out there.
Well, years ago, and I'll tell folks how realistic what you're saying is, years ago I stayed in a specific hotel chain exclusively because of the type of mattress they had. So that is very realistic, Jim, that you just fall in love with what you sleep on in a hotel.
I got to tell you a quick story.
Sure.
One time I was at a furniture show up in Minneapolis, and it was at, we probably shouldn't name, one of the better motels down
sure.
in Minneapolis. And it was hard. And I lay there for a couple hours. And I couldn't stand it any longer. I got up, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, turned the lights on, I whipped the sheets back. I said, somebody's pulling a trick, or the help's made a mistake. This has got to be too box springs. This cannot be a mattress, and it was. It was just that hard of a mattress.
Wow.
Now, why they ever put that super, super firm mattress in any motel, I don't know, but it truly felt like a cement floor.
Probably got a good deal on them, Jim. You know, some people, they just look at the number. They don't look at anything else.
Oh, my.
But a mattress, and you and I have used this phrase a million times this week, but a mattress certainly falls under you get what you pay for.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, everybody can sell a cheap one. That's easy to make a cheap one. It's a little harder to make a good one that lasts.
Yeah. Now, what is your opinion of the mattress toppers, Jim?
What, you mean the separate pieces that people can put on themselves?
Yeah. Like the little ones you unroll and they just kind of latch onto the mattress.
I guess just being honest, I've got mixed emotions about that. And I say that because when we haul away some of the used beds, they say, you can take that along with you. So
that's kind of what I thought, too. Yeah, to me, it would be like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound.
Yeah, for $100 or $200 for a nice latex foam topper, it helped a little bit, but it wasn't the core problem.
Yeah.
It needed support.
Yeah.
And some people, if they buy one that's too hard, then maybe sometimes that is a reasonable answer. You got good support, they just need to soften up the top a little. It could work.
Sure, yeah. I had a friend who bought one because, and I had to laugh when he told me, but he bought one because his mattress was sagging, and I said, well, call me stupid, but when you put the topper on, isn't it still sagging?
You got to go to the root of the problem.
Hey, bless his heart, he thought he was doing the right thing, Jim. But I said, now look, you got to look at it this way. Now when you buy a new mattress, you've got $200 extra on top of that.
Yes.
Well, Jim, Chris, what is your website out there?
Well, it's ChrisFurnitureAndMattress.com.
And your physical address?
It's downtown Eco Grove, right next to Time and Temperature. It's 205 West Broadway.
Look at that. I'm starting to know that.
Great big Chris Furniture right across the front of the building.
And it's a cool-looking building. You can't miss it. And that phone number out there?
515-448-3413.
I know that by heart, Jim.
We got tin ceilings, original tin ceilings in the building, and, you know,
wow. It's
architecture. Yeah, it's kind of fun.
That's worth the trip just to see that good stuff.
And if they really want to go exploring somewhere in the tin ceiling, there's a tin face. There's only one spot.
You're kidding me.
So if somebody wants to explore, I got the interest, come look for the face in the tin ceiling.
Well, I need to come out now and see if I can find that.
Yeah.
That I love architecture, historical buildings. It just fascinates me. It's just beautiful. Jim, Chris, you have been a blast, and I count you among my handful of friends here in the Humboldt Eagle Grove area.
I do as well with you, Bill. It's been wonderful visiting with you.
Thank you, my friend. It's been an honor having you as our business of the week. And I tell everybody that I enjoy talking to, you are welcome anytime. If anything new comes up out there or if you just got something to tell me, just give me a call here at the station. And, Jim, you better keep me posted on the grandbaby.
We will. Say, Bill, I forgot one thing.
Sure.
We've got a radio slogan.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, hit me.
Come see what you're missing.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I'm definitely headed out, and if anybody wants to go with me and give me directions, because I get lost when I leave Humboldt. Jim, I get lost in Humboldt. What are you talking about?
Well, we've got a lot of good customers over there, so just bump into anybody in the street, they can tell you, right?
I love it. I love it, Jim. Jim, Christ Furniture, it has been a pleasure, my friend. I can't wait to meet you in person.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, Jim. You have a great day, and we'll be back right after this.